From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Two film fantasies open today, Sherlock Holmes and The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. Our critic, Bob Mondello, says one has mystery, the other has magic, and both have Jude Law.
Jude Law is just the start of the parallels. Both also feature midgets, 19th century atmospherics, near identical establishing shots of St. Paul's Cathedral. Probably means I shouldn't have seen them on the same day, but it's not as if anyone would ever confuse them. Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus is elegant and weird, whereas Sherlock Holmes is rock'em sock'em and loud.
Holmes, where are you going?
Guy Ritchie, who usually directs sense-assaulting gangster flicks, tackles a detective franchise known for brain-teasing clues by turning Sherlock Holmes into an action hero and his story into a cross between The Da Vinci Code and Fight Club, complete with both the former's pentagrams and the latter's extreme boxing matches. Didn't know Sherlock Holmes could box? Well, as played by Robert Downey Jr., he's a regular prize fighter, mostly so that when a rival pugilist spits at him, the director can freeze the action and let his super sleuth analyze how to pulverize the guy.
First, distract target. Then block his blind jab. Counter with cross to left cheek. Dazed, he'll attempt wild haymaker. Weaken right jaw. In summary, ears ringing, jaw fractured, three ribs cracked, four broken, diaphragm hemorrhaging. Physical recovery, 6 weeks. Full psychological recovery, 6 months. Capacity to spit it back of head, neutralized.
Then the director shows it in real time. Also featured are a gorgeous girl, an indecipherable but presumably nefarious plot, a villain who comes back from the dead, a chase up a still-under-construction tower bridge, and Jude Law's amusingly annoyed Dr. Watson.
I never complain. When do I complain about you practicing the violin at 3 a.m? Or your mess? Your general lack of hygiene, or the fact that you steal my clothes.
Call it a pumped-up, anachronistically modern Sherlock Holmes for the attention deficit crowd. The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, on the other hand, is deliberately old-fashioned, the story of an aging storyteller magician who has a magic mirror you can pop through to another world. Dr. Parnassus, played by Christopher Plummer, also has a pact with the devil, played by Tom Waits. A pact that is, shall we say, alarming?
No, you shouldn't drink. Tell me what you want.
The devil's already won the magician's daughter in a previous bet, but he offers Dr. Parnassus a chance to save her using his imaginarium. Whoever gets the first 5 souls to cross over wins.
First of 5? Huh? No tricks? No cheating?
No cheating.
I'd say yes, deal.
It's a high-stakes deal with the magician's daughter in the balance, played out in a lot of trips through that looking glass to a fabulously digitized fantasy world, also played out through one very deft bit of movie magic involving the late Heath Ledger. Ledger plays a con man who leads folks into the mirror and the Imaginarium's dreamscape. The character is pretty central, and when Ledger died before he could shoot his fantasy sequences, director Terry Gilliam had to scramble to preserve his final performance. The scenes on the reality side of the mirror had been completed, so now when Ledger pops into the mirror, out the other side in an identical white suit pops Jude Law, or Colin Farrell, or Johnny Depp. Of course, in a film as hyper-inventive as this one, a shape-shifting character counts as almost unremarkable. Terry Gilliam's mind is among the true wonders of independent cinema, and if his movies are sometimes muddled, they just as often smack of genius. Though this one is crammed a little too full of invention for its own good, it leans towards the genius side, like those wonderful stop-action graphics that Gilliam used to do for Monty Python. The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus is a blend of the surreal and the romantic, 19th century Victoriana and 20th century slapstick. Visually, it's pretty wondrous. Imaginatively, it is delightfully deranged. And really, isn't that what you'd want in an Imaginarium? I'm Bob Mondello.